Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited because we have one of my favorite people in the whole world here, Leah Haven, owner and founder of Smart Femme. This is Match No Match, a most unique dating show. Leah, how are you?
I am so good. I am so excited. Did you see the goodies that I brought in today for our participant?
I am looking at these goodies. It looks so neat. They're all organic stuff. Why don't you describe it a little bit?
You know, I love this company. They're part of Smart Femme.
Oh, neat.
The company's called Asante, and everything in their product line is 100% organic.
Wow. And what is it, like different
creams
and
I really would like to have this gift back for myself.
Yes,
there's a vitamin C cleanser, great for anti-aging.
I need some of that.
I know.
Oh, she said, I know. Tom, she said she knows I need anti-aging.
We all do because...
Not you. You look so young and you just had a birthday.
Yeah, I did just have
and
a
another
birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Well, you know, the problem is the average woman puts about 237 chemicals on her face and body every morning. The average guy does 100. There's so many chemicals in our personal care products, whether it be our cleansing, you know, our personal care and cosmetics. So
how many a woman puts 207?
Well, we wear makeup. Guys don't wear makeup. So.
Wow, some rock stars wear makeup.
They do.
I think Tom is a rock star. But he doesn't wear makeup. He's an old-fashioned rock star.
Oh, okay. So he's only putting on about 137 chemicals on his body daily.
Holy go! Do you do that, Tom? 137? Yeah. Where do you put them usually? That's what I want to know.
You'd be surprised how many are just in your soap and shampoo.
Oh,
in
the soap.
Yeah, take a look at all the stuff on the back of the ingredients in the back of your soap.
See, I buy, I think, Dial.
Oh, my.
Ivory. Oh, that's bad. Tom, that's bad. Ivory. Oh, bad.
Yeah. There's a, well, even if it, the chemicals and the preservatives, but I'm excited because our female guest in the next hour has got just a beautiful gift bag. It is beautiful.
That is beautiful. And also, we want to do a shout out for our part of the day package is the Wildflower Bread Company, a gift certificate. So if it is a match, they get to go and dine breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yes.
And they can go to the Wildflower Bread Company and have a nice meal. And it's a great place. It's a cafe where they can talk to each other. So it's not like a place where it's hard to talk. They can have a nice, intimate talk. This is exciting.
That's true. That is our second office.
Yeah. Right. And if the guy does not call in, I'll call in. Because no, I'm kidding. I won't be calling in because I am here. But, yeah, that is the second office.
Yes.
We meet there all
the
time.
Yeah, we meet there all the time. I'll tell you what, their grilled cheese is like one of my favorites.
It's good, isn't it?
Just like my mom used to make.
Really?
Yeah.
Good grilled cheese and their soups.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And a lot of good stuff there. So that's thank you to the Wildflower Bread Company. And we'll have... these date packages every month on the show to give away.
I know. It's exciting. And Asante has some really exciting, they're going to be different, doing different packages every time. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so nice. So if you want to be a participant on Match No Match, you can certainly go to our website or even email or call us and we can get you the applications and the forms to sign up. And basically... Or do you want to describe it? You want me to describe how Match No Match works?
Why don't you go ahead and take it?
Basically, it's we get a guy and a girl. They call in. They don't know each other. We ask questions, and then about a half hour later, we see, are they a match or no match? And no is spelled K-N-O-W, so they're profound questions that has to do with getting to know someone on a very deep level.
You know, that's the problem these days. People jump right into relationships. They go into, they follow the hormones and the pheromones instead of following, you know, is this person a fit?
Wow, let's see, a hormone versus a pheromone. What's the difference?
Well, pheromone is, we're animals. All animal species release chemicals, pheromones, to be specific, to attract the opposite sex.
I haven't been releasing much. What is going on? Tom, where do I get some pheromones for sale? Oh, he doesn't know.
Well, see, here's the problem. All your pheromones are being suppressed by all the chemicals you're putting in your body.
I knew it. I use Dial or Ivory or something. I better use...
You better use
Asante.
Asante.
Do they have a soap, too?
They do. They have a lemon-lime body gel.
Oh, I could go for a lemon-lime body gel.
Yeah. Oh, this stuff smells really good, too. I like the mango berry shampoo.
Oh, I want that, too.
Ooh, I know.
Oh, that is good stuff, no doubt.
I think you're going to have to be on the show. I'll have to bring you a gift bag. Throw your hat in the ring.
Oh, yeah, that would be really good. I'll have to call in, though, and I can't be down here. But anyway, our theme today, because we're going to be talking about various topics, and then we go to the match, no match part of the show where two people call in. But we're talking about marriage versus wedding. And we have a lot of commentary on that because, from my perspective, it seems like, and we'll get, Leah, your perspective, but it certainly seems like people put too much focus on the production of the wedding and they forget the marriage. And the marriage is the thing that should survive the wedding.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you real quick, Dave. It's not people. It's two people. It's the bride and her mother.
It depends what state you live in, maybe. Okay, yeah. It's two people. Oh, I thought you meant the husband and the wife.
No.
Oh, the bride and the mom.
Oh, yeah. The mother of the bride is usually, you know, a nightmare.
Wow. So why is that? Is it something that the culture has ingrained that it's like a fairy tale that if you produce a great wedding that people will have this magical marriage? Or is it, I mean, what's the psychological impact on that?
You know, the funny thing about this is, I mean, we as little girls are groomed to be princesses and we wear our little bride's outfits. You know, we have had Barbie get married to Ken, I don't know how many times, but it's just been ingrained into us the Cinderella syndrome. You know, you put on that white dress, you walk down the aisle. And personally, I'll tell you what, $30,000-$40,000 for a wedding,
ooh,
that would make a great down payment on a house.
No, especially this
oh,
this
well,
day and age.
Yeah, you could almost buy half the house.
Yeah, you can almost buy one.
I know. So I've really always struggled with that. I've never kind of understood that, but I was raised by a guy. So, you know, my dad just, you know, I may look like a girl, but I was still raised by a man. So.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have that ingrained in you then?
No. Oh. Well, actually, I had a beautiful wedding dress. I just didn't pay top dollar for it.
Oh, well, that's always okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't see anything wrong with having a pretty dress, but I think that you have to be smart, and you don't want to go into debt before you even walk down the aisle.
No, that's a really good point. And now, do you think guys care about the wedding as much as women? Probably not, right?
Guys want the honeymoon.
Oh, I didn't think of that, Tom. Do you agree with that statement? Guys want the honeymoon?
I think they want to go someplace nice. And, you know, they are not putting the emphasis on, you know, the day itself the way women do.
But guys want the honeymoon in a location where headaches are not generated. Am I right, Tom?
I think that would be right.
Now, do women not want the honeymoon?
No, women want the honeymoon too, but they seem to salivate and fixate on this day, you know, impressing their friends and impressing their not friends, you know, just acquaintances. I mean, it's another way to keep up with the Joneses or surpass them.
Wow, that's interesting. But, you know, I've seen, you know, it's sad, though. You look at the statistics, and I think it's well over 50%. In fact, I think I've heard like 67% divorce rate in...
That's for first marriage.
Yeah, first marriage. It goes second higher.
Second and third are even higher.
I heard second was 75%.
That's true.
I think third is somewhere a little above 100%.
No.
Yeah,
not quite.
How's that possible?
It's like about 87%.
It can't even be above 100%.
If you have the guts to do it for a third time, God bless you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's I don't know the stats on that. That'd be interesting to find that out, is what's the stats for the average person now and how many marriages? Not if they were married, but how many times?
You know what?
That'd be interesting.
That
I don't
would.
Know the answer to that. I bet it's a lot.
I bet it is, too.
What would you guess? Let's have a guess.
I have no idea.
Yes, and Tom, do we have, is that one of our participants? Oh, it is. Okay. Is that one of our participants?
You know, actually, no. That is Michael Winiger. He is the CEO of Asante.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, let's have Mike join us. Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, beautiful. And if there's anybody that can talk about relationships, here I am.
All right. Well, hey, we can interrogate him now. Or
there we go. Well, I think he needs to be one of our celebrity participants.
Oh, is that right? So, Mike, tell us. So he owns Asante?
He does.
Wow. Congratulations. You have a beautiful package here, Mike. I really like this. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Great. Well, we saw a very big need in the marketplace. A couple of years back, I've been my whole life in the wellness and fitness industry and, you know, developed products and things like that as well. And a couple of years back when the statistics were extremely staggering, I say, you know, anybody that's on this, on the show right now that's listening, we can remember back when we were children, when we were kids. People died in their sleep or of old age, you know what I mean? It was just like a real comfortable thing. And now you're looking at a society, just in the United States alone, that 49% is clinically diagnosed with some type of cancer. And then you got, you know, what about the people that aren't walking or that aren't diagnosed that are walking around? And, you know, you're way up above 50% at that point in time. So we felt as a company a real need to go out there and do a lot of research and find out why this is all happening. And when you just pinpoint every single solitary problem, excuse me, no matter what it is, it's basically the, you know, you're looking at chemicals that are just written in all these different products that people use every single solitary day. So we ventured out to develop and be the first company, in which we are, that have been on major media channels and things like that, as being the first company in the world that focuses on 100% chemical-free and certified organic living. So everything that you do on a daily basis, from the minute you get up, from brushing your teeth to hitting the shower, putting on whatever you're putting on, you can do everything completely without chemicals.
Wow, Leah, that's incredible.
Well, being a cancer survivor, I met Mike and I was really, really interested in this product because working with Mayo, first of all, they're rock stars, but the one thing they always told me, what goes on goes in. You put it on, your skin is the largest organ, it's going to go there.
Oh.
Yeah, and cancer is a manifestation of a number of different things. It's stress, it's bad diet, and of course, chemicals.
Wow, so the things we put on, like you were saying earlier, Leah, like soap.
Yes.
How about toothpaste? Some of that?
Oh, he's got I saw some
toothpaste
in here, and I like it. I love it. They have a sparkle toothpaste, and it's amazing.
Oh, wow. So, Mike, you have an all-encompassing product line, it looks like.
Here's a real good thing when you mention the toothpaste. Let me ask you, what brand of toothpaste do you use? What did you use today?
Well, I'm afraid to say, because when I said I used Ivory soap and Dial, Leah got all over me. But, okay, I'm going to have to tell you the truth. It starts with a C. Crest. Uh-oh.
Perfect. Now watch what we have. And this is what really, I guess, gets us upset as a company. You have your government, the Food and Drug Administration, looking one direction, you know, looking away on one side, and on the other side, they have their hand out from a lot of different companies that make, you know, give donations to put this stuff on the shelf. Now, watch what I'm telling you. So you told me you use Crest. So here's your average person in wherever, you know, your housewife, your mother, whatever, your wife, whatever the case might be. She's out there and going, oh, guess what? The kids are out of toothpaste or we're out of toothpaste. So they walk up in their little shopping cart, grab the Crest, and here's what they think. Oh, you know what? I'm going to get clean teeth, no cavities, no gingivitis, no gum disease, so on and so forth. And watch this. Leah, I forgot his name. Who we're talking with here.
Dave?
Dave. So, Dave.
Oh,
all right. So this, I'm sorry about that. So here, you know, we got all this going on as far as, you know, this is what you're thinking when you're picking this tube up. But, Dave, check this out. I can show you the actual sister company for the government website, the Environmental Workings Group website, where you can put that tube of toothpaste, your Crest, in the search box, and here comes up a chart showing you that you got 22 types of ingredients that are directly linked, not to an eye or skin irritation, that are directly linked to cancer. And you're putting that in your mouth, and within 20 seconds, that goes into your bloodstream. And if I was able to extract those ingredients out of that toothpaste and stick it in a little shot glass and say, hey, Dave, why don't, you know, for two morning and night, at least twice a day, if not three times a day, I want you just to swish this around your mouth for 30 seconds. You would never do it. And how did you know that that tube of toothpaste, and I think that's really, in my eyes, the way the government basically covers themselves by saying, well, didn't you see the website? Yeah, all you had to do was put it in there and find out 22 types of cancer in that particular product that you just stuck in your mouth.
Wow.
Wow. Well, what can I buy?
Well, you know, I mean, that was our whole mission, not to...
You can go to smartfem.com and get on Asante.
I know that place, smartfem.com.
There you go, Leah. But you know what? It's not for me to really promote that. I mean, more of, yeah, you know, I wouldn't tell you about a problem if I didn't create a solution. So what we basically did is we went out and developed a certified organic tooth polish that has actually got a, you know, a patented process in the tooth polish itself to a point where we can actually make, you know, claims that it actually even kills all the germs that cause gum disease. I mean, cause heart disease as well. So think about this. You have a real healthy alternative that is 100% chemical free and certified organic, and that's really the whole mission. It's not mainly about the product itself, but it's seeing the problems and the causes of what's going on in society today, and then creating a solution for that.
That is so cool. So how do people get in touch with you? This seems like I was just reading in your little pamphlet here on the toothpaste, and you got a lot of stuff here, but how do people will get in touch with it? Will it go through SmartFem?
Well, we do, you know, we were so impressed with Asante and Michael that we actually created a banner. So,
you did?
Yes, I did. I spoke to a large women's group, and Michael was kind enough to give me a bunch of samples. But I'm doing my part to get it into the hands of women everywhere, because what goes on goes in.
Yes. Wow. That.
And Dave, we want our daters healthy.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Is Mike going to be a dater on our show?
You know, he is. I want him to be our one of our celebrity guests, because Michael used to be a rock star.
Mike, were you a rock star at one time?
Oh, goodness. I guess maybe you could say that back in the 80s, huh?
I saw the big hair in the spandex, Michael. Come on.
Really? Hey, Mike, do I call you Mike or Michael?
Either what you want, whatever you'd like.
Okay, so I used to teach guitar in my early days, and I also was in rock and roll groups, but probably not to the level you were there. But one of my claims to fame was that I taught with, remember PG&E, the bass player?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brent Block, and I still remember his name. We taught at the same studio. We taught guitar at a studio, and he was good. He's a nice guy, but he, you remember his days. He played with Hendrix and... I mean, they were the second billing for Hendrix and some of the famous, you know, Janis Joplin at the time. Do you go back that far?
No, he's younger.
Well, I don't go back.
No, you're younger.
Yeah, he's like
you said an old rock star, though.
No, well, I mean, he was like 80s big hair. I mean, like
80s. I'm going back to the 60s.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, Bon Jovi. I saw
Cheap
him
Trick.
On TV the other day.
He looks good.
He looks young.
You know, we need to get Asante into his hands because he is a hot man.
Yeah, I'm like, Dave, what are you doing to me? No, I was in the 80s, and we luckily got a one hit out there, and we toured with bands such as Styx and Cheap Trick and REO and let's see, Billy Idol. Any band that had hair back in the 80s, we were on a ticket at one point.
Now, what was your hit?
You know what? Nobody even remembers it, and it was like, I'm lucky if we even made 98, if anything. You know? But It was the name of the band was Fox, F-O-X-X, if anybody wants to look it up.
I'll tell you what, the YouTube video that I saw was pretty amazing, though.
But it was a number one hit you had? One hit?
Well, no, it wasn't really even number one, but we got, you know, close on the charts. But the thing is, you know, yeah, we experienced that traveling around. You know, you blink and didn't remember what city you were in because, you know, you came in, played, and you were out to the next place, you know.
So, but, you know, this is funny because he's touring with all these major rock stars. And, you know, we all know that it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But Michael was being Little Chemist and creating organic products. That's why he looks amazing.
So it wasn't sex, drugs, and rock and roll for you. It was getting these organic things going on back then.
Yeah, I was, I went to the University of Wisconsin, and I was, you know, going there for sports, fitness, and kinesiology. And I was a guitar player and, you know, one of the singers. And when you do that, you have to avoid those three things, actually, because you're trying to take care of your vocal cords as using it as an instrument. So I was one of the misfits in that industry because I didn't do either one of those three things. So I was the guy that was always working out and in the gym and you know.
He didn't hang with Keith Richards.
No, this is really cool. So do you want to be, how about next month? You want to be a participant as one of the dating participants?
You know, I'll come out to show at any time for you guys. We can talk about lots of things. I'm sure we could have a blast.
Wow. Yeah. You know, Michael, great, he's agreed to that. I wanted his take on today's show. We're talking about walking down the aisle. My thing is I think women place too much emphasis on the ceremony and the gown and not enough on the man and the life together. What's your take on that?
Marriage versus the wedding. In fact, let's take a quick break. Can you stay on for another few minutes so we could talk about that?
I'll stay on the whole show. I got plenty to say about that.
All right. Well, I agree. I'm with you on this one. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion. And we have Mike from Asante.
Yes, Michael Winninger from Asante.
And this is Match No Match. We'll be right back to discuss marriage versus the wedding. You don't want to miss that. I think we're going to do some really interesting commentary. We'll be right back.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match, starring Leah Haven, owner and founder of SmartFemme. And we have a special guest on the line, Michael Winninger from Asante. And Michael, we were asking about the marriage versus the wedding. What is wrong with that picture?
Well, I think you guys are right. You know, they put more emphasis on the whole materialism of the actual event other than the actual relationship that's about to come in front of you, because that's going to be what's going to have to last a lifetime, not all the extra things that are at the actual event, right?
I totally agree. I think there's so much emphasis on the event versus the compatibility and how well people, really the future. You know, an event is an event. It's 4 hours. You invite a bunch of people. You spend a fortune. And then what do? You know, you can't even buy a house after that.
I know. I think it's an absolute waste of money and resources. And, you know, it's amazing the stress and the emotional toll it takes on family members. And by the way, who says that the bridesmaids have to wear ugly dresses? I hate that.
Do they?
Yes, and we have to pay for them.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You have to buy a dress you don't want that's ugly.
Exactly.
But look, I mean,
an expensive ugly dress.
But the groom and the bride have to go through a wedding that maybe they're going to regret.
Well, yeah, if you look at the marriage statistics.
I sound cynical, don't I?
Just a little bit.
What is up with that? Now, let me ask both of you what you think of this sentence here, or these two sentences. I think men who have pierced ears are better prepared for marriage. And you ask why? They experience pain, and they already bought jewelry. Now, what do you think of that? Michael, you first.
You know what? I think that I'm a pretty good candidate because I've done both.
Okay, so you'd be a good candidate, and you're going to be on next month on Match No Match. Now, how about this one? A good wife always forgives her husband when she's wrong.
She's wrong?
Yeah. The whole point.
You know what? Absolutely. If you're wrong, take responsibility.
Yeah, she forgives the husband, though, and she doesn't forgive herself.
Well,
when she's wrong, she forgives the husband. Tom, you like that one. Okay, Michael, what
do you
think?
You mean I'm not right?
Well, yes, dear. Okay. How about this one? I was married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury. I like that one. Michael? You like that one.
You know, I think you should have a jury with the wedding.
You know, that's true. Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, does anyone, you know, when they ask you, does anyone, you know, object? Yeah. Where were the people at my first wedding?
Yeah,
I think the jury should actually have it for about 2 weeks and analyze it first before they make any verdict.
Yeah,
I think the jury should decide whether this is a
marriage or no match.
Yeah, I really think so, because the two individuals never get it right.
Oh no! Well, you know, it's hormones and pheromones and chemicals that are deciding whether or not, you know.
Yeah, you started the show that way. It's hormones and pheromones.
Yeah, we run into marriage because we're attracted to somebody, not because we really know and love them.
So, what's the solution? Let me ask Michael and Leah. What is the solution? How can society better prepare people, or, you know, maybe yourself, to get to know someone? What's the secret of getting to know someone so you don't rely on what they call chemistry or the hormones or the pheromones? Michael, what do you suggest? How do you get to know someone?
I think, you know, you need to be with each other, not from a physical standpoint, but from a relationship standpoint, for a little while to, you know if there is chemistry there, because chemistry needs to last forever. You know, you need to, you know, in my situation, I would say if by meeting somebody, you love them more 10 years from now than you do the actual day that you've met them. And you keep that going and going and going. And I think there's a real good answer for that. And that has to be a two-way street as well.
That's a very nice answer he gave. Michael, that's unusual. I think, guys, you have a lot of depth as a person, I could tell, right, Leah?
Well, look, I mean, he's passionate about, you know, protecting, you know, the human species with his fabulous product line. So it makes sense that he's kind of a deep guy.
Yeah, but what do you think of his answer? I liked it. That was very good.
I liked it. I really think that marriage is more than walking down the aisle. It's weathering a few storms. And, you know, when everything is great and there are no problems, of course you're going to have a good time. It's when there are problems and how you handle them together. That's, you know, and you have to be friends in order to weather those storms. So,
and if there's any way that I think or I believe that when these problems and these storms and these issues come up, you know, if anybody could ever remember anything out of this show or future shows, is don't react, respond. You know, and what I mean by that is, like, you know, you get in a heated situation, you're going to say things, you're going to behave a certain way that you are going to probably end up regretting. You know, I was taught, you know, go out and take a walk, come back to that in 2 hours, and I guarantee you're going to handle the decisions you know, don't make these snap decisions. Your decisions will be handled differently in an hour or 2 hours from now than it would have ever happened at the moment that everything that happened.
I agree with that, and I just got a text from Larry saying, love is blind, but marriage is a real eye-opener. And I would agree with that. Marriage can be deaf, dumb, and blind, too, don't you think?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, look at the last marriage with one of the
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. I mean, it lasted, what, 17 days or something?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
$26 million?
Yeah. Hot and dumb is still dumb, you know?
Yeah, you have said that. Yes.
Yes. You know, hot and dumb, I'm sorry, the dumb thing still trumps the hot for me.
So I like your advice, Michael. So you really got to get to know them. And Leah, what you said, become good friendships now, or become good friends. Now, how do you develop a good friendship, though? I mean, what does it take within the person? And I believe that love is disguised as an addiction. True love is not. True love is deep friendship at a spiritual, mental, and various levels.
I agree.
But the love out in this society by showing superficial commercials of attraction because you're drinking, you know, some type of beer. You've seen these commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's like an addiction, wanting to feel the feelings of love versus knowing how to actually love.
Well, first of all, I think that's lust.
Yes,
and the, you know, the beer companies are brilliant because they know sex sells, and that's what it is. Well, that's what it is. But really, my experience as a dating and relationship expert, what I tell my clients is go and hang with them. And, you know, when you first meet somebody, you're dating their PR person. You're dating their PR.
Yeah. And best behavior, right?
Yes.
Ooh.
But it's when you get to know the people around them, the people that, you know, their family, their friends, who they hang with, how they treat waitresses, waiters, service people. How, you know, when they're driving a car, are they driving with their mouth? You know, that's when you really learn somebody.
Michael, do you agree with that? You really have to experience someone in various contexts to know the whole person?
Absolutely. I think you should hang out with that person in a lot of different types of situations and scenarios and see, and just, you know, observation. Observation is your best education. You watch them, you watch how they behave, you watch their mannerisms, you know, and I think you're going to learn a lot more about that person throughout, you know, a period of time by just doing those types of things and letting that person be that person so you can see who that person is and if you really want to be with that person.
You know, that's true. And as Leah said, that, you know, people usually date the PR person versus their self, meaning they're on best behavior. And, I figure, hey, just be who you are because they're eventually going to find out. You might as well find out now.
Exactly. You know, why not? Cut to the chase.
I think that takes, Michael, a real secure person within themselves, someone with high self-esteem, to feel that, hey, I am who I am, and if I'm kind and I'm giving and I'm doing good and making a difference in the world, you know, other people's opinion is none of my business. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of also, you know, do you want to be with that person? You should want to be with the person because of that person, not what they have, not what they're, what they are, who they, you know, what they are, who you think they're going to be, or what's going to come. You got to really love that person, that whole inner being of that particular person. And I think, you know, you're going to see a lot more harmonious relationships, you know, if you would find two people that were like that, you know.
Yeah, and I really believe, you know, I do a seminar called How to Recognize Red Flags in Potential Partners, and In the first hour, we talk about who has ever experienced red flags. Everyone's really excited, unless they're just getting out of a relationship, but people are raising their hands and they're saying, oh, yeah, I went out with a drug addict and I went out with an alcoholic and I went out with a, you know, emotional abuser and I went out with some selfish, you know, person. And they're all excited to talk about all the red flags they experience. And then after I let them get this out of their system, I go, now, the real learning of the seminar is not the external red flags, it's the internal red flags. Who's the one that picked these people? What is your selection criteria on an unconscious level and your unconscious attraction strategy? So, Michael, when you hear that, does that make sense? Is people maybe really have to work on themselves first before they start selecting people?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, when you were talking, it kind of brought back a little flashback, you know, and I think of...
Would that be a rock and roll flashback? No, I'm just kidding.
Those of you don't remember.
I think they're just a blur.
Right. That's where you're shaking your head and rubbing your eyes. No, you know, like, I think of my own grandparents when they were alive and attending this 50th wedding anniversary, you know? And I'm like, wow, married 50 years. And watching this particular, you know, even though he's my grandfather, he's still another human being, but watching this person love this woman as more than what he did when he first met her. Thought she was more beautiful. Hey, you know what I mean? Yeah, you get older and your looks change, but to my grandfather, she was the most beautiful thing that ever walked. And I think when you think about it back in the old times, yeah, you know what? There was divorce, but not that much of it. And I think because of materialism and the media, that's what's made everything, I think, in relationships more messed up than what it actually really could be.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Boy, you have such great insights. I can't wait till you are one of the participants next month.
I know.
And that we'll, you got to be single, though, so I suspect you're single?
He's single.
Okay, so.
I checked.
All right, you checked. All right. Wow, we may have a match here right on the studio right now. But anyway, now let me read a couple more things, see how you comment on this. Now, you know, when I was married, I'm not married now, but I bought my wife a new car. And she called me once and said, there's water in the carburetor. I said, where's the car? She said, in the lake. All right, come on. I want some laughter on that.
Sorry.
Why was there a pause on my... Are one of our participants is here?
Yes.
Was that funny, really?
It was funny.
Well, you're Jennifer, cute. Right?
Yes.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
You like to be called Jennifer or Jen?
Jennifer's good.
Jennifer.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get back to the topic at hand. So... do you think, Michael and Leah, the culture, because of, let's call it commercialism, with some of the businesses that support weddings, really assist in promoting more the wedding versus the marriage?
Well, I think everything's like that, though. I mean, we're an instant gratification society.
True.
Michael will back me up on this. I mean, look at the product lines. I mean, look at our food. You drive through,
yeah.
Get your food. I mean, you can do a drive-through wedding. Everything is rushed.
A drive-through wedding? How does that work?
You go to Vegas.
How about a drive away from the wedding?
Can we have a drive-through divorce?
You know, that would be good. You know, they do say, you know, marriage is grand, but divorce is 100 grand.
You know, I've heard that. Sometimes it's even more than that.
Yeah, it is. And, yeah, I think it's, you know, let me ask you, I'm going to bring this question up because I was always curious. I don't know if it would be appropriate in society to do this, but, you know, when you have to take a test to drive a car, right, driver's license, and you have to, you know, your professions, usually there's various professions, you have to take tests and things like that. But Michael and Leah, why not a test and preparation to be married? And you got to get a license and pass a test to see if you're ready and you're compatible and you have the self-esteem to support giving to another human being.
Well, you know, the Catholic Church already does something like that.
They took my idea?
Well, they've been doing it for a little while, Dave.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on here? Okay. So, Michael, what do you think of that?
I think, you know, that would have to, if they would implement a test, because I did that. I was married once, you know what I mean? But at one time, and I took that test, And you know what I learned from it? That by rushing into something, you are answering the questions. You're not being true to yourself. You're almost sitting there thinking about, oh, what does she want me to say? Well, how can I answer this question?
Good point.
Make it look to the point where all of a sudden he's going to say, yeah, you two guys belong together. I think your real test is spend enough. Don't rush into the marriage and spend enough good quality time doing a various amount of other things so you can see how a person responds to every different type of a situation. And once you've known that, you know, this person does this in this type of thing, you know, and you can get to really know that person. And I think that's what's going to, you know, keep more marriages, and you know, together and just more people together is time.
There's no question. Boy, Michael has great insights. I can't wait till you're on next month. This is good. And then we'll sort of leave you with a statistic I was looking at and some information on an Irish wedding. And that's an Irish wedding. And what happened at the wedding reception, the photographer yelled, "Would all the married men please stand next to the one person who has made your life worth living?" The bartender was almost crushed to death. So anyway, I don't know what's up with that. Hey, how am I doing?
You're doing
can
really
I go
good.
To the improv? No.
Yes.
I can? Oh, she said no.
Don't give up your day jobs.
Jennifer? They're sort
you
of
just
good.
Can't be reading it. If it's
yeah,
improv,
you're right.
You've
oh, now she gave the trick. Yeah. Well, we are on TV. There's a camera there.
Yes.
Oh, she's smiling at everyone. Okay.
You know what? Before we let Michael go, Michael, I just wanted to say I just handed Jennifer the most amazing gift bag from Asante. So, got to tell you, I haven't seen the lip balm before. So, looks, I want one.
I want
Thank
one.
You.
Wait, can guys wear that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's not lipstick. It's a lip balm. But
oh, yeah.
It looks, I love your product line. So, thank you for presenting our guest with such a beautiful gift bag.
How do you like that, Jennifer? Tell why don't you describe that to Michael or say, wow.
Wow.
Okay, see, there
you
we know, go.
Wow, I'm really excited because I'm a health and fitness person.
I know
so
you
me,
are.
I just love this stuff. I can't wait to use it and try it all.
I will tell you that the mango berry shampoo is to die for.
To die for.
I like that body lemon lime gel.
The lemon lime shower gel is good, but the citrus body butter, oh my God. It's
what was it called?
It's the citrus body butter.
So not only can you be healthy, you can become the refreshment too at a movie.
Cook
wow.
with it.
I made that one up. Okay, he's beeping me up. Well, Michael Weiniger from Asante, thank you so much. And should we give out his contact, or do they go through SmartFem? What's the best way?
You know, you can go to smartfem.com, or Michael, why don't you tell them about your website?
Well, what you can do is you can also go to www.Asante, that's Essante, Organics. So it's www.AsanteOrganics.com, and then / what is it? I'm trying to think of that. It's SmartFem. You can go right to that.
Yeah, just go or go right to SmartFem. We have it right there. There's a banner ad right on SmartFem. You
nice.
Can click right on it.
That's neat. That's
because I really love it.
Wow, very cool. Well, Michael, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll get in touch with you so you can be a participant next month and meet your match or meet your no match.
There we go.
Oh boy,
this is going to be great.
Guys.
Take care, Michael.
Thank you so much. And that was Michael Weiniger from Asante, great organic products. I want to start trying that.
Well, you should. It's 100%.
I love it. And when we come back, we will introduce our matches for today's show. I sound like a sports guy. And this is going to be exciting. We have the beautiful lady already, Jennifer, in studio. I believe we have the gentleman on the line. They are anticipating the fireworks ready to go off, and we'll be right back.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match, starring Leah Havens, owner and founder of SmartFem. Thank you again to Michael.
Wasn't he amazing? He
phenomenal answers. He's going to be so good next month.
Well, you know, he's the next rock star.
Wow. All you women out there, right away, call. Well, you can call Leah or myself. Should I give my email out? Maybe?
Sure.
Dave@breakradioshow.com. If you want to be a participant next month, we already know who it's going to be.
Yes, we
Michael,
do.
Michael, come on. So that's Dave@breakradioshow.com. Give me an email or go to the website, download the forms, breakradioshow.com, breakradioshow.com. Now, the moment we've been waiting for.
I am so excited about this.
This could be a future marriage. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Don't scare him off yet.